الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا أمس بدأنا بالكلام عن صفة المخالفة للحوادث. As you remember, I think we started yesterday to talk about the attribute of non-resemblance to the creation of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وقلنا إن العالم أعيان وأعراض. We mentioned yesterday that the universe is composed of two types, entities and attributes of these entities. وذكرنا أن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يشبه شيئا من ذلك. We mentioned that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble anything among the creation. وذكرنا أيضا ما نقله البيهقي عن حمد الخطابي أن ربنا تبارك وتعالى منزه عن الصورة والشكل ومنزه عن الكيفية. And as you remember, we mentioned also what al-Bayhaqi narrated from al-Khattabi, that Allah تبارك وتعالى is clear of being attributed with a shape or being attributed with al-kayfiyya. We mentioned yesterday that al-kayfiyya refers to the attributes of the creation. وهذا الذي ذكره المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى قامت عليه أدلة العقول وأدلة المنقول. What was mentioned by the author, may Allah have mercy on him, is supported with the intellectual proofs and the textual proofs. أما الأدلة العقلية فعديدة. As for the intellectual proofs, they are many. من جملتها أننا نستدل بهذا العالم على وجود الخالق ووحدانيته سبحانه. Among these proofs is that we look at this universe and based upon understanding the attributes of, let me rephrase it. Among these proofs is that the attributes of this universe, the attributes of the creation, stand as a proof, that Allah Ta'ala, that this universe is in need for a creator. فلو كان الخالق يوصف بصفات العالم لكان محتاجا كما أن العالم محتاج. Had it been the case that the creator would have been attributed with the attributes of the creation, then the creator would be in need to someone else, just as the creations are in need of Allah تبارك وتعالى. يعني بعبارة أخرى، صفات المخلوقات تدل على أنها محتاجة، فالذي يتصف بهذه الصفات يكون محتاجا مثلها. إذن الله تعالى لا يتصف بها. In other words, the attributes of the creations are signs that these creations are in need of someone else. So anything which is attributed with such attributes would be in need to others. Thus, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is clear of such attributes, because Allah does not need anyone. Subhanahu. وَأَمَّا أَدِلَّةُ الْمَنْقُولِ فَكَثِيرَةٌ أَيْضًا. As for the textual proofs, they are several also. وَمِنْ أَوْضَحِهَا وَأَشْمَلِهَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Among the most obvious and the most inclusive is the verse in Surah Ash-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. لأن هذه الآية فيها أمران, because فيها أمور ثلاثة. Note that there are three matters included in this verse. الآية فيها نفي. The verse contains a negation. وبعد النفي فيها نكرة. And after the negation, there is an indefinite noun. وفي العربية إذا سبق النكرة نفي أفاد هذا العموم. In the Arabic language, if the negation is mentioned or is attributed to an indefinite noun, this means, this gives the meaning of generalization. فيكون المعنى شيء نكرة وليس نفي. ليس كمثله شيء أي لا يشبهه أي شيء من الأشياء على الإطلاق. So the meaning of the verse would be nothing at all. The term شيء means thing. ليس is a negation in the verse. So the verse means nothing at all is similar to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Nothing. والشيء في لغة العرب من غير من أقول أكثر. وأيضا في الآية سبقت الكاف لفظة مثله فأفادت تأكيد النفي. Likewise, the term, the letter كاف is mentioned before the term مثله in the verse. And this also gives the meaning of emphasizing the non-resemblance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the creation. فيكون معنى الآية لا شيء على الإطلاق يشبه الله تعالى بأي وجه من الوجوه. So the meaning of the verse would be nothing at all resembles Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by any mean. وهذه الآية وحدها تكفي من له لب في تنزيه الله تبارك وتعالى عن مشابهة المخلوقين. This verse alone is enough for anyone who has a proper understanding to know that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation by any mean. ويفهم من هذا أن الله تبارك وتعالى منزه عن الحدود. From this it is known that Allah تبارك وتعالى is clear of limits. لأن الحد لا يتصف به إلا الجسم. Because limits are the attributes of the body. الذي له حدود فهو حجم. What has limits has a volume. وما كان كذلك فهو مخلوق ليس خالقا. And what is like that would be a creation and not the creator سبحانه وتعالى. هذا ما قاله أئمة أهل السنة قديما وحديثا. This is what the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah mentioned long time ago and recently. كل أئمتي كل أكابر علماء أهل السنة على ذلك. All the great scholars of Ahlul Sunnah agreed on that. الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه نص على ذلك. والإمام أحمد نص على ذلك. والشافعي وغيرهم. الإمام أبو حنيفة explicitly mentioned this matter. الإمام الشافعي mentioned it. الإمام أحمد mentioned it. And others. سفيان الثوري الأوزاعي. All of them. سفيان الثوري نص على ذلك. الأوزاعي وغيرهم. كلهم نصوا على نفي المشابهة عن الله للمخلوقين وعلى نفي الحد عنه سبحانه. All of them, they mentioned, they agreed all together that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation and that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not attributed with any limit. واتفقوا جميعا على أن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يتصف بصفة حادثة. And they agreed unanimously that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not attributed with any attribute that has a beginning. وخالف في ذلك ابن تيمية ومن تبعه بعد ذلك. ابن تيمية differed from all أهل السنة in this issue. ابن تيمية and those who followed him after that. محمد ابن عبد الوهاب ومن تبعه. محمد ابن عبد الوهاب and those who followed him. فنسبوا إلى الله تعالى هؤلاء على خلاف ما أجمع عليه أهل السنة وما دل عليه العقل وما دل عليه القرآن. نسبوا إلى الله تبارك وتعالى الحد ونسبوا إلى الله تبارك وتعالى الصفة الحادثة. These people they went against what Ahlul Sunnah mentioned and agreed upon. So they attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala the resemblance to the creation. They attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala limits and they attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala happening attributes, attributes that have a beginning. حتى تجرأ بعضهم فقال لا مانع من أن يوصف الله تبارك وتعالى بما يوصف به المخلوقات في بعض صفاتهم. Even some of them mentioned explicitly that there is that it is okay, it is permissible to attribute Allah with some of the attributes of the creation. قالوا وصف الله بكل صفات المخلوقين ممنوع أما بقسم من صفاتهم يجوز. They said attributing Allah with all the attributes of the creation is prohibited. But attributing Allah with some of the attributes is permissible. قالوا بل هذا هو الصحيح. They said rather this is the correct thing. This is the truth. وقالوا الله له حد. And they said explicitly that Allah has limits. بعضهم قال حد واحد. بعضهم قال حدان. بعضهم قال غير ذلك. Some of them they said one limit. Some said two limits. And some attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى more limits than that. والعياذ بالله. ووصفوا الله بالصفات الحادثة. And they attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى attributes that have beginnings. قالوا مثلا الله يتكلم بحرف وصوت. They said, for example, Allah speaks with letters and sounds. وأنتم تعرفون أن الحروف لها بداية ولها نهاية. And you know that the letters have beginning and ends. The sounds have beginnings and ends. وقالوا الله يتكلم ويسكت. And they said Allah speaks and gets silent. وقالوا الله تحدث له إرادة بعد إرادة. And they said Allah تبارك وتعالى, the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى occurs. They said that Allah is attributed with many wills and they occur one after another. وزعموا أن الله تبارك وتعالى ينزل من فوق إلى تحت ويصعد من تحت إلى فوق. And they claimed that Allah تبارك وتعالى gets down from up to down, gets from up to down, and goes from down the first sky to up over the seventh sky. إلى غير ذلك من المخازي التي قالوها. With other, many other ridicule issues that they mentioned. فوصفوا الله بصفات الإنسان. They attributed to Allah the attributes of the human being. قالوا الله له عين جارحة. They claimed that Allah has pupils, eyes like us. وأن الله تعالى له أذن. And that Allah has ears. وأن الله تعالى له يد جارحة. And that Allah has a hand like ours. وأن الله تعالى له قدم جارحة. And that Allah has feet. وأن الله تبارك وتعالى له جنب. And Allah تعالى has a side. وأن الله تبارك وتعالى ينتقل ويتحرك. And that Allah moves from one place to another. وأنه يسكن. And that he gets in the state of emotion. وأنه جالس على العرش and that he sits on the throne. وأنه يتكلم ويسكت and that he speaks with sounds and letters and gets silent. وأنه أحيانا يتكلم بالعبرانية وأحيانا بالسريانية وأحيانا بالعربية. And that sometimes Allah speaks with Hebrew, sometimes with Syriac, sometimes with Arabic. ما بقي إلا أن يقول إنسان. All what's left for them is to say Allah is a human being. اللفظ لا يقولونه. This statement, they do not say it. أما من حيث المعنى جعلوه مثل الإنسان. But their belief is that Allah تبارك وتعالى is similar to a human being. هؤلاء لا يشاركوننا في اعتقادنا. These people do not have the same belief that we have. لا يشاركون النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام والصحابة والتابعين وأتباع التابعين في اعتقادهم. They do not have the same belief of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, his companions, the followers of his companions, and the followers of the followers. اعتقادهم شيء واعتقادنا شيء آخر. They have their own belief and we have our own belief. نحن اعتقادنا موافق للقرآن وللحديث. Our belief is in compliance with Al-Quran and the Hadith. وموافق لما كان عليه سلف الأمة. And it is in compliance with the belief of the first three generations of this nation after the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. أما اعتقادهم فهو اعتقاد ابن تيمية ومحمد بن عبد الوهاب. As for theirs, their belief is the belief of Ibn Taymiyyah and Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab. فليسوا منا ولسنا منهم. They are not among us and we are not among them. دينهم غير ديننا. Their religion is different than our religion. نحن على الإسلام وهم ليسوا عليه. We are Muslims, we are following the religion of Islam, they are not. هذا الذي يجب أن يعتقده الإنسان. This is what the person has to believe. ما هو الفرق بين عابد الصنم ومن يعتقد أن الله له صورة وشكل؟ What is the difference between the idol worshipper and the one who believes that Allah تبارك وتعالى has a shape and a volume? لا يوجد فرق. There is no difference. There is no difference. محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ما جاء بإثبات عبادة الأوثان بل بنفيها. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not call the people to worship an idol. Rather, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told the people that it is blasphemy to worship idols. وهذا الذي نحن عليه. And this is what we adhere to. نحن أهل السنة على ذلك. This is what أهل السنة follow and believe. وافقنا من وافقنا وخالفنا من خالفنا. Regardless of whom agrees with us or disagrees with us on this issue. على أن هنا تنبيها على أن كلمة الكيفية قد تطلق أحيانا ويراد بها الحقيقة. But take in consideration here, take a note in consideration. Sometimes the Arabic word كيفية We mentioned that this word kayfiyyah refers to the attributes of the creation. But sometimes it is used to mean the reality. Al-haqiqah, the reality. كما قال القائل كيفية المرء ليس المرء يدركها فكيف كيفية الجبار في القدم. As a poet said, كيفية المرء ليس المرء يدركها فكيف كيفية الجبار في القدم. كيفية المرء أي حقيقة المرء. الإنسان لا يدرك كل شيء فيه، فكيف يدرك حقيقة الله؟ معناه الإنسان عاجز عن أن يعلم حقيقة الله، عن أن يعرف حقيقة الله تبارك وتعالى. هنا الكيفية جاءت بمعنى الحقيقة. In this verse, the poet is saying the reality of the human being, there are things about the human being that one does not conceive its reality. So how can one conceive or know the reality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one without a beginning? But in this verse of poetry, the poet used the term kayfiyya to refer to the reality. So sometimes it's used with this meaning. So be aware of that. Not always the term kayfiyya refers to the attributes of the creation. Sometimes it means the reality. وهذا البيت ذكره كثير من علماء المسلمين. This verse is mentioned by many Muslim scholars. Ibn al-Jawzi ذكره، الزركشي ذكره وآخرون. Ibn al-Jawzi and al-Zarkashi, among others, mentioned this verse of poetry. حتى إنه ينسب إلى سيدنا علي. Even some say that Imam Ali said it. Anyway, whomever said it, the one who said it meant by the term kayfiyyah here the reality and did not mean the shape or the attributes of the creation. قال المؤلف رحمه الله, the author said, may Allah have mercy on him, وقال أبو جعفر الطحاوي ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر وهو من أهل القرن الثالث يعني الطحاوي فهو داخل في حديث خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رواه الترمذي والقرن المراد به 100 سنة كما قال ذلك الحافظ أبو القاسم بن عساكر في كتابه تبيين كذب المفتري الذي ألفه في التنويه بأبي الحسن الأشعري رضي الله عنه. The author said, may Allah have mercy on him, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in the hadith, خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. This hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi means the best era is my era, then the people of my era, that is, then those who come after them, then those who come after them. The best people among this nation are the people of my era, then those who come after them, then those who come after them. In the hadith, the term qarn is used. Qarn means qarn means a century, as it is interpreted by Al-Hafiz Abu al-Qasim Ibn Asakir. Ibn Asakir, in explaining this hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi, mentioned that the term qarn used in the hadith refers to a century, 100 years. So this hadith would mean that the best people among this nation are those of the first 100 years, then those of the second 100 years, than those of the third 100 years. Among these people is Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, the famous Hanafi Egyptian scholar. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, in his famous creed, mentioned the statement, وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنًا مِّن مَعَانِي الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ, which means, whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of the creation of the human beings is a blasphemer. والحديث المذكور معناه خير القرون قرني من حيث الإجمال, ليس معناه كل فرد في هذا القرن أفضل من كل فرد في الأمة يأتي بعد ذلك, لا, إنما من حيث الإجمال أفضل القرون القرن الأول ثم الذي بعده ثم الذي بعده. This hadith means that the best among the nation are the people of the first century in general, then the second century in general, then the third century in general. It does not mean that each and every individual among the first century is better than each and every individual who lived after that. It does not mean that those who lived among this nation, who lived in the second century, are each and every one of them is better than each and every one who came after that. It does not mean that. But it means in general, those who lived in the first century are better than those who came after them. And then those who lived in the second century are better than those who came after them. And those who lived in the third century are better than those who came after them. Until we reached this time. This century, where in general those who live in this century among the nation are among the worst. In general, la ilaha illallah. Some people who lived in the first century, some people who lived after the three first centuries, are better than some of those who lived in the first three centuries. بعض من عاش في بعد القرون الثلاثة الأول أفضل من بعض من عاش في القرون الثلاثة الأول. الله قال إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. Allah mentioned in Al-Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Those who have the higher rank to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are those who are more pious among you. فَالْأَمْرُ يَدُورُ مَعَ التَّقْوَى. الْفَضْلُ يَدُورُ مَعَ التَّقْوَى. So the one who's better is the one who is more pious. ليس لا يدور الأمر مع الزمن الذي يعيش فيه الإنسان ولا المكان الذي يعيش فيه. So the issue is not related to the time where the person lives, and it is not related to the place where the person lives. إنما الأمر يدور مع التقوى. الأتقى من كان أتقى فهو أفضل. The one who is more pious is better. This is the rule and the scale. في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان واحد على ثقل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. There was a person at the time of the Prophet who took care in one trip, who took care of the belongings, luggage of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا جاءه سهم قتل به. Suddenly he was hit by an arrow and he was killed. فقال بعض الناس هنيئا له الشهادة. Some people said he got the level of martyrdom. They were happy for him because he got the level of martyrdom. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا إن الشملة التي غلها من المغانم تشتعل عليه نار يوم كذا تشتعل عليه نار. يعني أخذ من الغنيمة شيئا قطعة قماش قيمتها قليلة أخذها قبل أن تخمس المغانم قبل أن يخرج الخمس ويوزع الأربعة أخماس على المقاتلين أخذها لنفسه خفية. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال هذا فعل هذا الأمر وبسبب هذا يعذب هو في النار يستحق عذاب النار بسبب لأن هذا غلول من الكبائر يستحق عذاب النار. When some people said that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said no, he is not a martyr. Previously, he took from the spoils of the battle something, a piece of cloth, which is that has a small value. He took it for himself before taking out 1/5 of the spoils and distributing the rest to those who fought. Before that, he took secretly this piece with a small value from the spoils of the battle for himself. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that he is tortured, he will be tortured, he deserves to be tortured in hellfire because of that. وَهَذَا كَانَ مَعَهُ. And this person was with him. من الصحابة, among the companions. لكن من حيث الإجمال ذاك القرن أفضل من غيره. But in general, those who lived at that era are better than those who came after them. وَفِيهِمْ مَنْ لَا يَلْحَقُهُ غَيْرُهُمْ. And among them there are people who no one after them will reach their level. مثل العشرة المبشرين بالجنة, like the 10 companions whom Allah تبارك, whom the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gave them the good news that they are among the people of paradise. أبو بكر, عمر, عثمان, علي, طلحة, الزبير وسائر العشرة. Like أبو بكر, عمر, عثمان, علي, طلحة, الزبير and the rest of the 10. من بين أهل القرون الثلاثة الأول كان أبو جعفر الطحاوي. Among those who lived at the first three centuries was a famous Muslim scholar called Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. كان في القرن الثالث الهجري. He lived in the third century. عمل كتابا في العقيدة انتشر بين المسلمين شرقا وغربا. He authored a small booklet, a small work, a short work in the creed that was spread in all the Muslim countries. وقبله المسلمون في أنحاء الدنيا. The Muslims in the different areas and through the centuries accepted what Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said. في هذا المؤلف قال ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. In this work of his, he said, whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of the creation is among the attributes of the human being is a blasphemer. وصفات البشر معروفة. The attributes of the human beings are known. Aren't they? Yeah. The face, the shape, the limbs, organs, movements, columns, immobility, walking, sitting, running, lying, laying, speaking, speaking with voice and letters. All these are attributes of the human beings. It is not permissible to attribute Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with any of these attributes. وهنا ينبغي لفت النظر إلى شيء. Let me draw here your attention to something. بعض الناس يريدون أن يعظموا الصحابة فيتكلمون بكلام ضد الدين. Some people want sometimes to talk to praise the companions, but they go beyond the proper boundaries and they say statements that are against the religion. بعض الناس يقول سئل عبد الله بن المبارك من أفضل عمر بن عبد العزيز أو معاوية فقال زعموا أنه قال غبار فرس معاوية خير من ملء الأرض من عمر بن عبد العزيز. هذا لا يقوله ابن المبارك وهو تكذيب للقرآن. Some people claim that Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, a great Muslim scholar, was asked, who's better, Muawiyah or Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz? You know, Muawiyah was a companion, but he fought against Al-Imam Ali unrightfully. As for Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, he was not among the companions. He learned from the companions, but he was not among the companions. But he was a very knowledgeable person, and he ruled in a just way when he became a caliph. So they claim, some people claim, that Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak was asked, who's better, Muawiyah or Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz? They claim that he answered, the dust of the horse of Muawiyah is better than the earth full of people like Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. This statement is a lie. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak does not say something like that. And it is against Al-Quran. إذا كان جاء في الحديث أن المؤمن حرمة المؤمن أعظم من حرمة الكعبة. أي مؤمن. It is mentioned in the hadith that any Muslim, any believer has a status higher than the status of Al-Kaaba. That is, harming a Muslim unrightfully is more sinful than destroying from Al-Kaaba, for example. So, if this is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about any Muslim, so how would be the case of someone like Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz? How would someone say that the dust of the horse of Muawiyah is better than the earth full of people like Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz? Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak wouldn't say that. This is a statement. And some people nowadays, they use it. They use it because they don't discriminate between what's right and what's wrong. They were not humble enough to learn from proper people the knowledge of the religion, so they can discriminate. They read in some books, and whatever they find, they take it. Allah yahfazuna. قال المؤلف رحمه الله صفات الله كاملة بعد أن ذكر الصفات الثلاث عشرة ذكر رضي الله عنه أن صفات الله كلها كاملة. After mentioning the 13 attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى that every Muslim has to know, he moved to mention that all the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى are attributes of perfection. قال رحمه الله صفات الله أزلية أبدية. He said, may Allah have mercy on him. The attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى are eternal and everlasting. لأن الذات أزلي فلا تحصل له صفة لم تكن في الأزل. Because the self of Allah is without a beginning. So the self of Allah wouldn't be attributed with an attribute that has a beginning. This self does not acquire any new attribute, any attribute with which he was not attributed with eternally. أما صفات الخلق فهي حادثة. As for the attributes of the creation, they have a beginning. تقبل التطور من كمال إلى أكمل. They accept to increase from one state of perfection to a higher state of perfection. The attributes of the creation, the attributes of perfection of the creation, accept increasing. They can increase from one status of perfection to a higher status of perfection. قوة العقل صفة كمال في الإنسان. For example, for one to be smart, this is an attribute of perfection among the human beings. لكن هذا الذكاء يقبل الزيادة. But this smartness, but this smartness accept to increase. حسن الصوت صفة كمال في الإنسان. To have a nice voice is an attribute of perfection among the human beings. لكن تقبل الزيادة, but it accepts to increase. الورع صفة كمال. To be God-fearing is an attribute of perfection. لكنها تقبل الزيادة, but it accepts increasing. صفات الخلق هكذا تقبل الزيادة التطور من حال إلى حال. This is how the attributes of the creation are. They accept evolving from one state to another. أما الله تبارك وتعالى فلا يتجدد له صفة. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He does not acquire any new attribute. سبحانه وتعالى. فلا يتجدد على علم الله تعالى شيء. For example, the attribute of knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not increase or decrease, that is. الله تعالى خلق كل شيء بعلمه الأزلي وقدرته الأزلية ومشيئته الأزلية. فالماضي والحاضر، ما هو ماض بالنسبة لنا وما هو حاضر بالنسبة لنا، والمستقبل ما هو مستقبل بالنسبة لنا، بالنسبة لله أحاط به بعلمه الأزلي. So Allah Ta'ala created everything with His eternal knowledge, according to His eternal knowledge, with His eternal will and eternal power. What is considered past for us, present or future, all of that Allah knew about it eternally with His eternal knowledge. وهذا سبق شرحه. We already explained these matters. وأما قوله تعالى ولنبلونكم حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين، فليس معنى ذلك أنه سوف يعلم المجاهدين بعد أن لم يكن عالما بهم بالامتحان والاختبار، وهذا يستحيل على الله تعالى، بل معنى الآية حتى نميز، أي حتى نظهر للعباد المجاهدين منكم والصابرين من غيرهم. As for the saying of Allah, the 31st verse of Surah Muhammad, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ, it does not mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not know those who are patient and fight for the sake of Allah until Allah tested them. It does not mean that. It does not mean that Allah tests the people to know those who are patient among those who are not. It does not mean that. Because this does not befit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Rather, it means to show the people so they can discriminate between those who put the effort and those who do not do that. وَيَكْفُرُ مَنْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَكْتَسِبُ عِلْمًا جَدِيدًا. Anyone who believes that Allah acquires new knowledge is a blasphemer. مرة عندما كان الإمام أحمد بن حنبل في الحبس في أيام بعض الخلفاء حبس رضي الله عنه, حبس لأنه ما أراد أن يقول شيئا يخالف الدين. فأول ما حبس أرسل إليه هذا الخليفة إنسانا يكلمه, أناسا يكلمونه, من بينهم واحد في أثناء كلامه قال له الإمام أحمد ماذا تقول في علم الله؟ فقال مخلوق, يعني له بداية. فقال أحمد لقد كفر هذا بالله. قال له قائل هذا رسول أمير المؤمنين, يعني هذا أرسله الخليفة. قال وإن يكن هذا, قال إن علم الله مخلوق لقد كفر بالله العظيم. الإمام أحمد was in jail during the time of a caliph, one of the caliphs. So at the beginning of his calamity, when he was first taken to jail, the caliph sent people to talk to him, to convince him to say a statement that does not comply with the rules of the religion, which Al-Imam Ahmad refused to say. So one among these people was addressed by Al-Imam Ahmad. He asked him, "What do you say about the knowledge of Allah?" That person replied, "The knowledge of Allah has a beginning, it is created." Al-Imam Ahmad immediately said, "This person committed blasphemy. This person is a blasphemer." Someone told him, "This was sent by the caliph," which means, "Yani, take care about what you say, so you wouldn't be harmed. This person was sent, this is the messenger of the caliph." Ahmad replied, "Even though he said that the knowledge of Allah is created, so he is a blasphemer by that." And this is the belief of the Muslims. Whomever believes that any among the attributes of Allah has a beginning or it is created, then this person would not be a Muslim. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وصفات الله تعالى كلها كاملة. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said all the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى are attributes of perfection. قال تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى. الأسماء الحسنى أي الأسماء الدالة على الكمال. Allah Ta'ala said in the verse 180 of Surah Al-A'raf, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, which means the names of Allah are all names that indicate perfection. فلا يجوز يفهم من هذا أنه لا يجوز أن يوصف الله تعالى بصفة لا تدل على الكمال. From this it is understood that it is not permissible to attribute to Allah an attribute of imperfection. كما لا يجوز تسمية الله باسم يدل على النقص. Just as it is not permissible to name Allah, to give a name to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which indicates imperfection. وَهُنَا يَحْسُنُ إِضَاحُ أَمْرٍ. Here let me clarify an issue. الأسماء في لغة العرب جامدة أو مشتقة. The names in the Arabic language are of two types. Some are derived from other words and some are not. مثلا كرسي ليس مشتقا جامد. باب ليس مشتقا. For example, كرسي, a chair, or the like, is not derived from any other word. باب, which means a door, is not derived from another word. أما ضارب, مضروب, أكبر, أعلم, فهذه عليم, فهذه أسماء مشتقة. As for ضارب, which means the one who hits, مضروب, the one who's hit, عالم, the one attributed with knowledge, Alim, the one attributed with a lot of knowledge. and the like are derived from other words. أجمع علماء الإسلام أن كل اسم لم يرد في الشرع تسمية الله به إذا كان جامدا لا يجوز أن يسمى الله به يعني لا يجوز أن يسمى الله تعالى باسم جامد لم يرد في الشرع لم يأتي به شرع الإسلام. All the Muslim scholars, they agreed unanimously that it is not permissible to name Allah with a name which is not derived from another word if this name is not mentioned in the religion. If the religion did not come with this name. مثلاً لفظ الجلالة الله ليس مشتقاً. For example, the name Allah is not derived from any other word. لكن يسمى الله به لأنه جاء في الشرع. But we call Allah with this name because the religion came with that. إن لم يكن الاسم مذكوراً في القرآن أو في السنة الصحيحة أو أجمعت عليه الأمة لا يجوز تسمية الله به. If the name is not mentioned in the Quran or by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or conveyed to us through the consensus of the nation, it is not permissible to attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or to name Allah with it if it was not a derived name. إذا لم يكن مشتقا. أما المشتق فأغلب العلماء قالوا أيضا لا يجوز تسمية الله به ولو كان دالا على الكمال إن لم يأتي به الشرع. Now what about the derived names? Also, most of the scholars, the majority, the big majority of the scholars agreed that it is not permissible to attribute a name which is derived to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even if it indicates perfection, if it is not mentioned by the religion, if the religion did not come with it. يعني العلماء قالوا كلهم اتفقوا أو خلينا نقول أغلب العلماء قالوا لا يجوز تسمية الله باسم لم يرد به الشرع سواء كان جامدا أو مشتقا. So most of the scholars, the vast majority of the scholars said it is not permissible to attribute to Allah a name which the religion did not come with, whether it is derived or it was not, or it is not. It is not permissible to attribute it to Allah. Whether it indicates perfection or it does not. It is not permissible to attribute it to Allah. لذلك قال الإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري لا نسمي الله مستطيعا مع أنه بمعنى القادر. This is why الإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري said it is not permissible to name Allah مستطيع المستطيع although it has the same meaning as the one attributed with power, powerful. لأن الشرع لم يأتي به because it is not mentioned in the religion. لا نقول يا مستطيع أعنا. So we don't say, oh, مستطيع, help us. نقول يا قادر أعنا. We say, oh, قادر, about Allah, help us. It is permissible. But we do not say, oh, مستطيع. We do not use it as a name for Allah تبارك وتعالى, because it is not mentioned in the religion. Although it indicates perfection. And it is derived from al-istita'a, the power. إلى هنا واضح, up till here. Is it clear? وقليل من العلماء, قليل, قالوا إذا كان الاسم مشتقا لم يرد به الشرع لكنه كان مشتقا غير جامد ولا يوهم النقص ليس فيه إيهام نقص يجوز إطلاقه على الله تبارك وتعالى. Few scholars said, if the name was not mentioned in the religion did not come with it, but it was a derived name, and it does not give any impression of imperfection, then it is permissible to attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Very few scholars said that. أما الاسم الجامد غير المشتق والاسم الذي يوهم نقصا مما لم يرد به الشرع الكل منع منه. As for the name which is not derived, the name which is not mentioned in the religion, and it is not a derived name, and it gives an impression of, or it gives an impression of imperfection, all the scholars agreed that it is not permissible to name Allah with it. واضح, is it clear? شو عليه؟ هذا هو, هذا هو. ولا يوهم, مش ولا يوهم, أوسع العبارة, خليك على هالعبارة اللي أنا قلتها. إذا كان الاسم لم يرد به الشرع, بعض العلماء قال إذا كان الاسم لم يرد به الشرع لكنه مشتق ولا يوهم نقصا يجوز إطلاقه على الله. طيب, من هنا يعلم أنه لا يجوز تسمية الله تعالى مثلا المهندس الأعظم. From here it is known that it is not permissible, for example, to call Allah the great engineer of the universe. ولا يجوز أن يسمى الله تبارك وتعالى مثلا القوة الخالقة. And it is not permissible to call Allah the great power. لأن الله متصف بالقوة وليس قوة, ذات متصف بالقوة وليس صفة. Because Allah is a self attributed with power, and it is not, Allah is not an attribute. Allah is a self attributed with perfect power. So it is not permissible to say about Allah, He is the power who that created the world. For example, ولا يجوز أن يسمى الله الريشة المبدعة كما فعل كما هو في بعض كتب السيد قطب. And it is not permissible to call Allah the creative feather or quill, as it was mentioned in some of the works of Sayyid Qutb. ولا يجوز أن يسمى والدا. And it is not permissible to call Allah تبارك وتعالى a father. كما يقول بعض المنتسبين إلى الإسلام في هذه الأيام. As some people who claim to be Muslims, to claim to be scholars, say nowadays. To express that you want to live peacefully, let's say, with your neighbor that has a religion different than yours, you do not need to pervert your religion. I don't know why such people do that. I don't know. Subhanallah. وقال تعالى ولله المثل الأعلى. Allah تعالى said in Surah, in the 60th verse of Surah An-Nahl, ولله المثل الأعلى. ولله المثل الأعلى معناه الوصف الذي لا يشبه وصف غيره. وصف الكمال الذي لا يشبه وصف غيره. This verse means Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with the attributes of perfection that do not resemble other attributes. فيستحيل في حقه أي نقص. So it is intellectually impossible for Allah تبارك وتعالى to be attributed with any attribute of imperfection. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. تفضل. إن لم يرد به الشرع إن لم يرد به القرآن أو السنة ولا أجمعت عليه الأمة. تمام تمام. هذا كلام الجمهور. بس يسألنا. أنت عم تسأل ولا؟ إذا أنت بدك تعرف أبو العز بقلك. أما إذا حامل همي إذا حدا سألني أنا بتصرف. أنت بدك تعرف؟ طيب. ممن نقل الإجماع؟ كثير نقلوا الإجماع على ذلك. ممن ذكر ذلك؟ الإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري نفسه. أبو منصور التميمي ذكر ذلك وغيره كثير. Many scholars mentioned this issue that it is not permissible to attribute to Allah تبارك وتعالى a name if the religion did not come with it. Many scholars, Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari said that, Abu Mansur al-Tamimi said that, and others, among others. Al-Maturidi said that. among others. لها عدة معاني. شو يا محمد؟ لا ما بتجي بها، أنا ما على علمي بتجي بها المعنى. لا تفضل أبو زاهي.
Could you please be quiet? We talked about it this morning.
تفضل أبو زاهي تفضل. لا لا هذا ما كان وقت القتال. هذه لحظة، الشملة كان غلها قبل، لا لا، لكن قبل أن تضع الحرب أوزارها على التمام. وفيك تفضل، وفيك. مثلا لا مشتق، لكنه يوهم النقص ولم يرد في كل حال. من أحصاها دخل الجنة، معناه من فهم معناها وحفظها. لله 99 اسما، 100 إلا واحد، إلا واحدة، من أحصاها دخل الجنة. هكذا قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، معناه من فهم معناها وحفظها. In the hadith it is mentioned that Allah, there are 99 names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whomever understands their meanings and memorizes them will enter paradise. This is a sahih hadith. Wafiq. الكعبة. Many narrated this hadith. البخاري، البيهقي and others. It is صحيح. وفيك تفضل صلاح. هو هذا، هذه عادة المبتدع أنه يتناقض، ليس الوهابية فقط، كل مبتدع يتناقض. The creed of the Wahhabis, it is clear that it contradicts the saying of Allah ليس كمثله شيء. But this is not something a characteristic specific for them. Everyone who claims, who perverts from the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah falls into contradiction. Who claims to be Muslim and perverts from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah falls into contradiction. Faddal Wa'id. تستعمل، هذه أخذت من الأنبياء. Allah is the eternal. It does not mean, it's not a name. You don't say, oh eternal, This is a phrase. You are saying that Allah does not have a beginning. It's just like you are saying Allah does not have a beginning. This is not a name. It's not used as a name. I wouldn't use it that way. But according to some scholars, it is permissible, not the majority. Because these names in the other languages are names that the prophets came with before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, like God in English. The term kayfiyya, usually it means the attribute of the creation. So we do not attribute al-kayfiyya to Allah. We do not say what is the kayfiyya of Allah. Allah is clear of that. But sometimes it is used to mean the reality. Okay? Sometimes. بس علي بالأول. تفضل علي. For ordering al-ma'ruf and forbidding al-munkar. In this issue, ordering al-ma'ruf and forbidding al-munkar, they will get an amount of reward which equals 50 times the amount that the companions, one of the companions, would get for that issue, not in, for all issues. Yeah, this is a sahih hadith. It does not mean that these people will be better than the companions, but in this issue they will have more reward. This is sahih, narrated by At-Tirmidhi and others. This is sahih, of course. Like nowadays. Because in the past, the one who used to order al-ma'ruf and forbid al-munkar would find other people who help him. Nowadays, even among the closest people to him, he might find people who opposite him. And cause problems for him. Hajj. أنت ما تستعملها لكن إذا استعملها إنسان بهذا المعنى لا تنكر عليه يا حاج. معني بحسب الظاهر. ما عم بسمع اللي عم تقول. مات بسهم عائر لا يعرف من الذي رماه به. ظنوه مات شهيدا. هيك ظنوا. ظنوه مات بسهم من الكفار. ما عم بسمع شيء. بدك تعلي صوتك شوي لو سمحت. نعم. نعم. هذا السؤال. كيف عرف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ على حسب ما عرفوا، على حسب الظاهر. هذا هو. تفضل جيل. الله يعلم. هكذا يقال. Excuse me. Allahu A'lam, Allah knows about his situation when he died. I don't know that he repented from some of the statements that he said. Allahu A'lam, Allah knows about his situation when he died. Can you repeat the question, please? You mean some scholars, if the minority. If I remember, if it comes to my mind, I'll tell you, inshallah. Ala wasi. تفضل أبو الصلاح. هذا ليس من باب الاسم. معناه الله يخلق. هذا ليس إطلاق اسم. سيبويه رحمة الله عليه. يا داوية عليكم السلام. أهلا وسهلا. I don't know what they mean by that, or why do they say these statements. Although I know that they say that some people go to hellfire, and I don't know how do they claim that this is a sign of love. Yeah, we don't say that. When you talk with people who are not Muslims, you need to start with the base. If you do not start with the base, you will find difficulties. So you start with the base and you go from there. تفضلي. نعم. لا يصلون إلى رتبتهم مهما تعبوا. طيب. العشر أفضل من كل من سواهم. العشر أفضل الأمة بعد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هؤلاء العشرة، بل أفضل صحابة كل الأنبياء هؤلاء العشرة. The ten companions that we mentioned are the best among the companions of all the prophets. Can you repeat? I missed something at the beginning. Oh, you tell them, say perfect. وفيكم. وعليكم السلام. Yes. Not just that, and the negation of non-befitting attributes. وفيكم تفضل حاج وفيكم. بلى أفضل، هو أفضل التابعين بنص حديث الرسول. أما العلم لا أتكلم، ليس شرطا أن يكون الإنسان أعلم ليكون أفضل. أويس أفضل التابعين، هكذا جاء في حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. أويس، there is a man called أويس القرني. He is the best of the followers of the companions. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام actually mentioned that before. Without meeting him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he was not among the companions, Allah revealed to him that the best of the followers of the companions is a man called Uwais al-Qarni, and the Prophet described him. Later, Umar radiyallahu anhu met him, and Ali radiyallahu anhu met him, and they asked him to make dua for them. So anyway, this man is the best of the followers of the companions. And he might not be the most knowledgeable among the companions, but he is the best. It is not among the followers of the companions, but he is the best. Because it is not a condition for one to be the best for this person to be the most knowledgeable. It is not a condition. Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab kana yashhad li Sayyidina Ali annahu a'lam. Wa ma'a thalika Umar afdal. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say that Imam Ali is more knowledgeable than him, and then other companions. But Umar was better than Ali, رضي الله عنهم. تفضل حسن. بدنا نبقى بدك تناقشون لهودي اللغويين، هلا أنا وياك نقعد نناقشون، لكن بدي أعرف شو السؤال. أي هذا هو الراجح؟ بارك الله فيك.
علي صوتك يعني.
ابن سينا. كان من الفلاسفة. ما كان من أهل الشرع. طيب نعم تفضلي. قال بعضهم كيفية المرء ليس المرء يدركها، فكيف كيفية الجبار في القدم. Your voice is very low. Sorry. I
Rima Balghi.
I did not hear everything you said, but if I understood your question, I would say one should not talk about any matter among the matters of the religion, whether it is related to the matters of Tawheed and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala or not, without knowledge. So whether the person knows that it is permissible to say what he wants to say, or the person does not know that, either the person knows that it is permissible to say what he wants to say, or the person does not know, is it permissible or not? If one knows, then let him say that, if there is no harm caused by that. If one does not know that, then let one be silent and ask about it before saying it. As it is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِنَّكَ لَا تَزَالُ سَالِمًا مَا سَكَتْ فَإِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ كُتِبَ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, which means you remain safe as long as you are silent. But at the moment that you speak, this would be written either for you or against you. So, did I answer your question? Okay. Go ahead. You mean if someone sees something that impresses him or her, then one might say, Allahu Akbar. Is this what you are asking about? Like what? Okay, if someone says something wrong that involves a sin, one needs to repent. So one feels sorry for saying that and stops saying it and has the firm intention not to say it again. If one does that, then he Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives him. What you tell me, what is she asking?
Ya Hanan, tarjmi. Ya Hanan.
Let's, can you say it. What is she saying? I can hear your voice very well. If you want. But raise your voice. If you are here close, don't please. Then we would still face the same problem. Go ahead. Sorry. Okay. No, you are saying Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. This is something that amazed me, or the like. There is nothing wrong in such statements. Okay. Okay. Just as I said. Yeah, to feel sorry for doing that, and to stop doing it, and to have the firm intention. So if one is doing it, to stop immediately, and to have the firm intention not to do it again. That's how one gets the forgiveness. وفيكم الجواد ورد في الحديث. نعم. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. تفضل. لحظة. تفضل يا أخي. تفضل. وقفت عليك. تفضل. لا. حرمة المسلم عند الله أعظم من حرمة الكعبة. كما فسرنا. المسلم أفضل من الكعبة. طيب وفيك نهلل.